What if the audacity of curiosity? Today, we're boldly digging into the power of curiosity.
Kick-ass coach. Kick-ass coach.
Hello, thanks for listening. I'm Roxanne Bartel, and most people call me Rox. I've been doing this podcast now for more than 3 years, and if you've been part of the journey, you know my focus has periodically shifted a bit, but the content remains based on practical tips to increase self-awareness and improve real outcomes. I just reworked my website to reflect a focus on helping 30-somethings, so whether you happen to be there by age or by spirit, you're more than welcome. You'll find a recording of a story on the website about why I made this shift, if you're interested in hearing it. You'll find a link to the site in the show notes. I hope my experiences and insights serve to inspire reflection and meaningful insights in you. And I hope for you that, like me, you'll seek to practice self-compassion, even as you embark on becoming a better, perhaps happier, and more self-aware version of yourself. And now, on with today's episode. Now, I'm a volunteer mentor with TRIAC, Toronto Regional Immigration Employment Council, I believe is what it stands for. And I was meeting one of my mentees at Second Cup on Yonge Street one day. I got there a bit early, so I had a chance to work on a few things and at the same time to enjoy one of my favorite pastimes, observing people. A little girl, I learned her name was Sophia, at the table next to mine heard her little sister, probably 1 or 1.5 years old, whose name I didn't catch. She exclaimed at one point that she liked a door over there, and she pointed. And after studying it quietly for a moment, Sophia, who I would guess was about 4, said to her mother, "Mummy, I want to go through that door." Her mother said, "You won't be going through that door, Sophia." She, of course, asked why, and her mother said, "Because that's not the way out." The little girl said, without even passing a beat, "I still want to go out that door, Mummy. I want to see what's there." Her mother then turned to me, and when I smiled, she said, "I miss adult conversations." I smiled back and acknowledged her comment, and then said, "You know, I'd like to add that I love Sophia's curiosity." We all need a little bit of childlike curiosity. We far too readily become so certain of what we are so certain of. It isn't good. Curiosity, when embraced, is audacious. It fuels a willingness to take bold risks. And, you know, audacity is one of those words that has a double edge, and I used it here intentionally for that reason, because while denoting one who boldly goes where others may not be willing to go, it also carries the connotation of what we consider impudent and rude. Curiosity is audacious on both these edges. It is charmingly bold and gritty, while often appearing cheeky, and in some workplaces we treat those who are overly curious as a nuisance. Regardless, curiosity, when applied with a healthy dose of self-regulation, will support you in being significantly more productive in your career. There is so much to say on this subject. I hadn't anticipated being overwhelmed with thoughts, insights, and material. So while I am regularly, once again, sending this episode out in my weekly newsletter and incorporating some of it into a blog post on my website, I am also specifically inviting you to review my reflections and my further examination on this subject in both these spots. There are going to be links in the show notes to my website, and I will put a link in the blog for this week to a copy of this week's newsletter. both will be out on my website on Wednesday. So this week's quick tip, well, nurturing your curiosity both enhances your resilience and is driven by it. Curiosity, when partnered with empathy, is potent. Empathy allows you to listen thoughtfully and see a problem or situation from the perspective of others. And curiosity extends your interest in understanding these perspectives, even to a point of embracing them or incorporating them into your own practice, making it active curiosity. It's beautiful. And that's transformational. It's a transformative event. It transforms individuals and communities and families and, yes, organizations. By developing all dimensions of your curiosity, coupled with investment in your overall development, is the best predictor of future success. So do the work to be more audaciously self-aware and audaciously resilient and, yes, audaciously curious. Next week's quick tip, well, the hint is, well, this time my hint sounds more like an introduction, but here goes. Did you know that roughly 13% of people in the world feel fully engaged at work? Are you part of the 13%? And what would it take for you to be there? And what can you do to be part of the solution? Don't miss it. I'm Rox Bartel. Make it a kick-ass week.